今天的题目是两个不同的反应。
The topic today is two different responses.
路加福音第七章第四十一节到四十三节。
Luke chapter 7, 41 to 43.
但是当我讲这篇道的时候，会牵涉到路加福音三十六节到五十节。
But as I'm preaching, it's going to cover from verse 36 to 50.
所以你们必须把你的圣经打开。
So you may want to open up your Bible.
因为时间的关系，我不会读这么长的经文，我只是读耶稣所说的这个比喻。
But because of the time constraint, I will only read about the parable that Jesus have talked about.
路加福音第七章第四十一节到四十三节。
Luke chapter 7, 41 to 43.
耶稣说，一个债主有两个人欠他的债，一个欠五十两银子，一个欠五两银子，因为他们无力偿还，债主就开恩免了他们两个人的债。这两个人哪一个更爱他呢？西门回答说，我想是那多得恩免的人。耶稣说，你断得不错。那刚才我读的中文，那你就看英文哦。
I just read the Chinese, so please follow in your English Bible.
因为他没有英文的版。
Because I cannot hook up to the internet.
Okay. 然后我在德州念大学的时候，参加一个美国人的教会。
When I was in Texas going to college, I have gone to an American church.
我们这间教会在当地的大学办有这个学生的事工。
And the church has a student ministry.
我们这个事工除了向当地的学生传福音。
So not only does the student ministry cover the local students.
我们也向外国的学生传福音。
They also share the gospel with foreign students.
我们大约有将近十位的弟兄姐妹。
And there were about 10 brothers and sisters.
我是其中之一。
And I was one of them.
参与这个外国学生的事工。
And I was participating in the foreign student ministry.
我们的工作就是接待这些新生。
And our duty is to receive the foreign students.
帮助他们适应这个美国的生活。
To help them adapt to the life in America.
我在接待这些学生的过程当中。
And in the process of receiving them.
与他们建立一个友好的关系。
And to establish a friendship with them.
我希望把这个福音传给他们。
Hoping that we'll be able to share the gospel with them.
那么这些被接待的学生当中。
And among the foreign students,
那么有一位学生给我留下一个很深刻的印象。
There was one that left a very deep impression.
那么这位学生来自新加坡。
The student came from Singapore.
我在我的印象中，他是一个很独立的一个人。
And in my mind, he is a very extremely independent person.
那么当时我在想，这个人不会信耶稣的。
And at that time, I thought there's no way this guy will come to receive Jesus.
那么他似乎在生命里面没有一点属灵的需要。
It seems like he did not have any kind of spiritual needs.
那么虽然如此，我们跟他仍然建立一个良好的关系。
Even though it was that way, we continue to establish a relationship with him.
那么在他有需要的时候，我们就尽我们的能力去帮助他。
And when he is in need, we will do our best to help him.
那么四年的大学终于结束了。
So 4 years of college came to an end.
那么有一天他来找我们。
One day he came to look me up.
跟我们说他要接受耶稣成为他的救主。
He told us that he wanted to receive Jesus Christ as his personal savior.
那么对我来说，这个是不可思议的事情。
To me, this is unimaginable.
一位看来这么独立的人,
because to me he seems so independent. And he didn't really have any needs. Why would he all of a sudden want to accept Jesus?
啊, 他不单说要信耶稣,
not only did he say he wanted to believe in Jesus,
还在我们的面前痛哭,
and he was weeping badly before us.
啊, 表现出一个痛改前非的一个心,
and he showed us a repentant heart.
我就在想一个这么独立的一个男人,
and I thought, such a man, such an independent man,
啊, 怎么会在众人的面前哭呢?
How could he cry in front of everyone?
那么当时我看到一个被认为是一个很独立的人,
so at that time, I saw someone who was looked upon as an independent person.
啊, 没有什么需要的人,
a person without need.
然后突然间在众人的面前认罪悔改,
and all of a sudden, he was crying, repenting before men.
立志要来跟随耶稣,
and he made a personal decision to follow Jesus.
那么这么多年来,
and through these many years,
我曾经看过不少人在众人的面前, 痛苦悔改,
I have seen quite a few people cry before men and repent.
那么相信耶稣, 节制跟随耶稣,
come to know Jesus and make a decision to follow Jesus.
那么这些人经历到罪的赦免,
these people experience their sin being forgiven.
然后经历到一个被释放的生命,
and they experience a life that was set free.
直到他们愿意把自己的生命交托给主,
and that lead them to willingly give their life for Jesus.
所以刚才我读那段经文是主耶稣所说的一个比喻,
so the scripture we just read is a parable told by Jesus.
那么这个比喻很短,
this parable is very short.
只有三节的经文记载在路加福音第七章41节到43节,
it was only recorded within three verses, which is Luke chapter 7:41-43.
然后根据这段经文, 耶稣说, 一个债主有两个人欠他的债, 一个欠50两银子, 一个欠5两银子,
and so according to scripture, it says a money lender had two debtors, one owned 500 denarii and the other 50.
因为他们无力偿还债主就开恩免了他们两个人的债, 这两个人哪一个更爱他呢?
When they were unable to repay, he graciously forgave them both. So which of them will love him more?
西门回答说, 我想是那多得恩免的人, 耶稣说, 你断得不错。
Simon answered and said, I suppose the one whom he forgave more. And he said to him, you have judged correctly.
所以主耶稣说这个比喻是出于这个叫西门的一个法利赛人他心里面的想法。
And so Jesus told of this parable, and it's because of this Pharisee called Simon, he had a thought.
因为当时有一个被看为是罪人的一个女人,
because at that time there was a woman looked upon as sinner.
来到主耶稣的面前痛哭,
she came before the Lord and was weeping.
然后不止痛哭, 她还以自己的眼泪来湿了耶稣的脚。
Not only did she weep profusely before the Lord, she also wet his feet with her tears.
又用自己的头发来把它擦干,
and then she dried his feet with her hair.
然后用嘴来亲耶稣的脚, 把这个香膏抹上,
and she also kissed his feet and also spread precious ointment all over him.
那么根据这个比喻的上下文, 我们看到两个不同的反应,
and according to the whole passage, we saw two different responses.
一个是女人的反应,
one response is from the woman,
一个是法利赛人的反应,
the other response is from the Pharisee.
那么这两个反应显示出人两个不同的属灵处境。
These two responses reflect two different spiritual position of men.
那么首先让我们来看这个女人的反应。
So let's first look at the response of the woman.
那么这个比喻谈到啊，这个比喻的上文谈到一个法利赛人邀请耶稣到他家里去吃饭。
So in the preceding verses, it talked about how this Pharisee Simon invited Jesus to his home to eat.
那么因此耶稣就到他家里去做戏。
So Jesus went as a guest.
那么当时的文化传统跟今天不一样。
The culture at that time is different from today's.
啊，没有被邀请的人都可以在旁边观看。
Those who were not invited could also go to the house to watch.
啊，跟这些服侍的人在一起。
To stay with the servants.
其实不止在主耶稣的时代有这个现象。
Actually, not only did this happen during Jesus' time.
啊，在五六十年前，我所居住的乡下也有这个现象。
About 50, 60 years ago, it also happened in my village.
因为当时有什么宴席或者婚宴进行的时候。
Because, if it has like a wedding banquet or just any kind of big banquet.
没有邀请的人都可以在旁边观看。
Those who are not invited can also go and just watch.
所以根据这个第七章三十七节到第三十八节说。
So according to verse 37 and 38, it says,
所以那城里有一个女人是个罪人，知道耶稣在法利赛人家里做戏，就拿着圣香膏的玉瓶，站在耶稣的背后，挨着他的脚哭，眼泪湿了他，湿了耶稣的脚，又用自己的头发擦干，又用嘴连连亲他的脚，把香膏抹上。
And there was a woman in the city who was a sinner, and when she learned that he was reclining at the table in the Pharisee's house, she brought an alabaster vial of perfume, and standing behind him at his feet, weeping, she began to wet his feet with her tears, and kept wiping them with the hair of her head, and kissing his feet, and anointing them with the perfume.
那么这段经文说有一个女人
So in the scripture it says there was a woman
啊，并且被人看为是一个罪人
who was a sinner.
我们圣经没有讲这个女人到底是怎么样的一个女人。
The Bible did not tell us what kind of woman this is.
那么可能她是一个娼妓。
She probably is a prostitute.
因为娼妓在当时的时代被人看为是一个罪人。
Because prostitute at that time was looked upon by society as a sinner.
所以这个女人知道耶稣被要求到法利赛人家里去做戏。
So this woman know that Jesus was invited to this Pharisee's house.
所以她就拿着一个剩了香膏的玉瓶。
So she brought this alabaster vial of perfume.
来到主耶稣的面前。
And she came before Jesus.
所以当她到主耶稣面前的时候，她就挨着耶稣的脚在哭。
And so as she approached him, she leaned up against his feet and weep.
所以她哭的时候，以自己的眼泪来湿耶稣的脚。
And as she weep, her tears wet Jesus' feet.
然后用自己的头发把它擦干。
And she used her hair to dry them.
那么过后，这个女人还亲耶稣的脚。
And after that, she kissed his feet.
那么最后把这个香膏抹上。
And then she put, the ointment on him.
所以亲一个人的脚，表示尊敬。感激、顺服和谦卑。
So to kiss somebody's, to kiss somebody's feet represent that he's respectful, honorable,
humility.
Humility.
啊，我们在旧约的时代，如果用油抹一个人的头，是相当普遍的事情。
During that time, if you anoint somebody's head with oil is very common.
啊，但是用香膏来抹不是很寻常的一个事情。
But to use perfumed ointment is uncommon.
因为在希腊文，这个香膏是 myron.
Because in Greek, this word perfumed ointment is myron.
那么根据旧约圣经希腊文的翻译本。
And according to the Old Testament Greek translation,
啊，在出埃及记有提到这个名词 ，Hagion Myron.
Hagion Myron was mentioned in Exodus.
Hagion Myron 是用来抹这个 桂木还有法桂的一个膏油。
Hagar Myron was used to wipe the tabernacle furniture.
那么在诗篇第133篇第二节也提到用贵重的这个膏油来抹一个人的头。
And in Psalm 133, verse 2 also mentioned using this Myron to anoint somebody's head.
所以根据这个马可福音第14章第5节还有约翰福音第12章第5节的记载。
And according to Mark chapter 14 verse 5 and John chapter 12 verse 5,
一瓶香膏的价值是30两银子。
The price for a vase of this myron is about 30 denarii or 300.
Oh, the translate 30. Look it up.
300, I think.
30. 所以一两银子等于十个银子。一两银子等于十个银子。
So one denarii equals to 10 denarii.No. Wait.
I think there are some confusion in the English translation. But anyway, 一个劳工一天的工资是一个银子。
So anyway, the daily wage for a laborer is one denarii.
所以一瓶这个香膏的价值等于将近一个劳工一年的工资。
So the...cost of a vase of this myron is about an annual salary.
那可见这个香膏是何等贵重的一个物品。
So you know that this myron, this perfume ointment, is extremely precious.
但是这个女人把这么贵重的香膏抹在耶稣的脚上。
But this woman anointed Jesus' feet with this.
她所做的表现出她把最好的献给耶稣。
What she did represent, she gave Jesus the best she had.
所以这个女人来到主耶稣的面前挨着耶稣的脚在哭。
So this woman come before Jesus, lean up against him and cry.
以自己的眼泪来湿耶稣的脚。
She wet his feet with her own tears.
还用自己的头发把这个把它擦干
and she used her hair to dry his feet.
然后把这个香膏抹在耶稣的脚上
and then she put the ointment on his feet.
那么这个女人的举动显示她的懊悔还有她的感激
So her action showed her regret, her repentance, and also her thankfulness.
然后她深深地体会到自己的罪过
She can feel her sin deeply.
同时她心里面充满了这个感恩。
And yet her heart is full of thanksgiving.
因为她的罪已经得到赦免了。
Because her sin has been forgiven.
这个女人可能已经听过施洗约翰所传这个悔改的信息。
So this woman may have heard, the gospel of repentance from John the Baptizer.
或者他已经听了耶稣所传的福音。
Or maybe she had heard the gospel from Jesus.
然后使到他承认自己的罪过。
And it led her to, admit her own sin.
把自己的生命交托给主。
And to give her life over to the Lord.
所以这个女人的信带来这个生命的改变。
So her faith brought forth her change in life.
然后使到她感到懊悔。
And cause, her to feel regret.
而且心里面还充满了这个感恩。
And her heart is full of thankfulness.
这个就是真信。
And that is true faith.
真正的信会带来生命的改变，还有行为的改变。
True faith will cause a change in our life and also a change of behavior.
相对的没有行为的信心，圣经说是死的。
And in contrast, a false faith, the Bible said, is dead.
就好像雅各书第二章第二十六节说。
Just like it was said in James 2:26.
我们身体没有灵魂是死的，信心没有行为也是死的。
For just as the body without the spirit is dead, so also faith without works is dead.
我们使徒保罗曾经是一个迫害教会的人。
The Apostle Paul was once someone who persecuted the church.
他是一个法利赛人。
He is a Pharisee.
好像这个叫西门的法利赛人一样。
Just like this Pharisee called Simon.
然后觉得自己是一个义人。
He felt that he is a righteous man.
他在道德上比任何人都好。
And his moral is better than anybody else.
你看腓立比书第三章第五节第到第六节，这是保罗所讲的。
And this is what Paul said in Philippians 3:5-6.
我第八天受割礼，我是以色列族便雅悯支派的人，是希伯来人所生的希伯来人，就律法说我是法利赛人，就热心说我是逼迫教会的，就律法上的义说我是无可指责的。
Circumcised the eighth day, of the nation of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of Hebrews, as to the law a Pharisee, as to zeal a persecutor of the church, as to the righteousness which is in the law found blameless.
无论是民族宗教信仰或者立法教义的背景，
whether it is in the background of race, of belief, and of law, of the law.
保罗比任何人都来得优秀。
Paul was better than everybody else.
那么在立法的意义上来说，他是一个无可指责的人。
And according to the righteousness in the law, he is blameless.
那么但是圣经说，当他有一天到大马士的时候，
But the Bible tells us one day when he was on his way to Damascus,
去那边迫害基督徒。
He was on his way to persecute the Christians.
那么圣经说，在路上他遇见耶稣。
And the Bible tells us that on the way there, he met Jesus.
那么突然间天上发光。
All of a sudden, there was bright light from the sky.
四面照着他，并且有声音对他说。
And there was shine all around him, and there was a voice.
他说，扫罗，扫罗，你为什么逼迫我？他说，主啊，你是谁？
Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? And he said, who are you, Lord?
然后主说，我就是你所逼迫的耶稣。
And he said, I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting.
我从那时候开始，保罗的生命完全的改变过来。
And from that point on, Paul's life was completely changed.
然后从一个迫害教会的人，成为一个传扬耶稣基督的人。
He changed from a persecutor of Jesus to one who spread Jesus' gospel.
然后保罗的经历还使到他在提摩太前书第一章说这些话。
And his experience also caused him to say this in 1 Timothy.
他说，在罪人中我是个罪魁。
He said, among whom I am foremost of all, a sinner.
然而我蒙了怜悯，是因耶稣基督叫在我这罪魁的身上，显明他一切的忍耐，给后来信他得永生的人做榜样。
Yet for this reason I found mercy, so that in me as the foremost, Jesus Christ might demonstrate his perfect patience as an example for those who whom believe in him for eternal life.
那么好像这个女人一样，保罗看到自己的罪过。
Much like this woman, Paul saw his own sin.
并且承认自己是一个罪魁。
And he admit that he is the foremost worst sin of all.
蒙了神的怜悯，得到神的拯救。
And he received mercy from God, received salvation.
所以当这个法利赛人看到这个女人的行为的时候，
And so when the Pharisee saw what this woman is doing,
那么他的心里面就产生了一个意念。
He had a thought in his mind.
他说，请耶稣的法利赛人看见这事，心里说，这人若是先知，必知道摸他的是谁，是个怎样的女人，乃是个罪人。
Now when the Pharisee who had invited him saw this, he said to himself, if this man were a prophet, he would know who and what sort of a person this woman is who is touching him, and that she is a sinner.
那法利赛人心里面想，如果耶稣是一个先知，
So this Pharisee thought, if Jesus is a prophet,
他必须知道这个女人是一个怎么样的人。
He will know what kind of a woman this is.
不应当让他来摸他。
should not allow her to touch him.
那法利赛人心里面所想的先知有两个可能的意思。
So what this Pharisee thought prophet may have two meanings.
如果耶稣是先知
If Jesus were a prophet.
因为当时的法利赛人不认为耶稣是先知。
Because at that time, the Pharisees did not believe that Jesus is the prophet.
然后如果耶稣是先知他必须知道自己的责任。
So if he were a prophet, he would know his responsibility.
不应当让这个女人来摸他。
He should not have allowed this woman to touch him.
然后第二，如果耶稣是先知的话。
And secondly, if he were a prophet.
他必定会知道这个女人是一个罪人。
He would have known that this woman is a sinner.
所以应作这个法利赛人的反应。
And because of the response of this Pharisee,
然后耶稣就说了这个比喻。
Jesus told, this parable.
啊，耶稣说一个债主有两个人欠他的债，一个欠五十两银子，一个欠五两银子。
A moneylender had two debtors, one owed 500 denarii and the other 50.
因为他们无力偿还，债主就开恩免了他们两个人的债。这两个人哪一个更爱他呢?
When they were unable to repay, he graciously forgave them both. So which of them will love him more?
而西门回答说,我想是那多得恩免的人。
Simon answered and said, I suppose the one whom he forgave more.
然后耶稣说,你断得不错。
And he said to him, you have judged correctly.
啊,这个比喻有三个人。
So in the parable, there are three persons.
啊，一个债主，两个欠债的人。
So there is a debtor and two debtees.
啊，在这比喻里，这两个欠债的人，一个欠五十两，一个欠五两银子。
So one of them owned 500 denarii, one owned 50.
那么刚才我说过，一两银子等于一个劳工一天的工资。
So just now I said 10 denarii equals to a daily wage.
我们因此五十两银子等于一个劳工一年半的工资。
So 500 denarii is half a year, salary.
然后五两银子等于两个月的工资。
So 50 denarii is the salary for 2 months.
这两个欠债的人没有办法还债。
So these two debtors were not able to repay.
啊，但是债主免了他们的债。
But this guy forgave them of the debt.
我们在圣经里面，罪被看为是一种债务。
And in the Bible, sin is looked upon as a debt.
啊，就好像主祷文一样。
Just like in the Lord's Prayer.
免我们的债，如同我们免了人的债。
And forgive us our debts as we also have forgiven our debtors.
所以债主免了欠债的人的债，是指他赦免了他们的罪过。
So, this master forgave, these debtors' debt.
那么过后，耶稣问了这个法利赛人一个问题。
And so Jesus then asked this Pharisee a question.
耶稣对他们说，这两个欠债的人，哪一个更爱主，更爱这个债主？
So Jesus asked, who would be more thankful?
或者说哪一个比较感激这个债主
？Or in another words, who is going to be more thankful to the master?
那么讲完这个比喻之后，耶稣继续说
，And Jesus continued after the parable.
于是转过来向着那女人，便对西门说：“你看见这女人吗？我进了你的家，没有给我水洗脚，但这个女人用眼泪湿了我的脚，用头发擦干。”
Turning toward the woman, he said to Simon, Do you see what this woman? Do you see this woman? I enter your house, you gave me no water for my feet, but she has wet my feet with her tears and wiped them with her hair.
我们耶稣被这个法利赛人邀请到他家里面去吃饭。
So Jesus was invited, for a meal in this Pharisee's house.
而法利赛人没有必要跟他洗脚。
The Pharisees did not wash Jesus, it's not necessary for him to wash Jesus' feet.
以他亲嘴，而且用这个香膏来摸他的脚。
Or kiss him, or
摸他的头。
Or anoint his head with ointment.
但是至少他应当预备这个水给耶稣来洗脚。
But at least he should prepare some water for Jesus to wash his feet.
因为当时的人穿的鞋子好像拖鞋一样。
Because the shoes that they wear at that time are like sandals.
无论在下过雨的或者干旱的路上走路。
They may be walking in muddy road or a dry land.
必定会把脚弄脏。
Their feet would be dirty.
因此预备水给客人洗脚是做主人的一个本分。
So it is the basic responsibility of a host to prepare water for his guests to wash their feet.
但是这个法利赛人连水都没有预备给耶稣来洗脚。
But this Pharisee did not even prepare any water for Jesus to wash his feet.
他根本没有把耶稣放在眼里。
He really did not see Jesus as a guest.
相对的，这个女人却挨着耶稣的脚在哭。
But in contrast, this woman leaned up against Jesus and weep.
以自己的眼泪来拭耶稣的脚。
She used her tears to wash Jesus' feet.
又用自己的头发把它擦干。
And she used her own hair to dry his feet.
然后用嘴来连连地亲耶稣的脚。
She kissed his feet.
然后最后把这个香膏抹上。
And then finally put the ointment on his feet.
这个女人因着自己的罪过挨着耶稣的脚在哭。
So because of her own sin, she leaned up against Jesus and weep.
这个法利赛人却坐在那边。
But yet the Pharisee is just sitting there.
觉得自己高高在上。
He felt that he is above everyone.
以一个义人的眼光来看这个女人。
And he looked upon this woman with his own righteous eyes.
因着这个缘故，主耶稣在第四十七节对这个法利赛人说，
And because of that, Jesus told the Pharisees in verse 47,
你没有与我亲嘴，但这女人从我进来的时候，就不住地用嘴亲我的脚。
You gave me no kiss, but she, since the time I came in, has not ceased to kiss my feet.
你没有用油抹我的头，但这女人用香膏抹我的脚。
You did not anoint my head with oil, but she anointed my feet with perfume.
主耶稣说因着这个女人所做的。
And so Jesus said, because of what this woman, what, he did, what she did,
她的罪得到赦免。
Her sin was forgiven.
女人的罪得到赦免是因为她相信了耶稣而且悔改了。
Her sin was forgiven is because she believed in Jesus and repented.
女人的悔改还有她的信使到她在耶稣的面前痛改前非。
Her repentance and her faith in Jesus caused her to show the action of repentance.
不但如此，她还把最好的献上给耶稣。
And she also gave Jesus her best.
显示她对耶稣的爱还有感恩。
To show Jesus her love to him and also her thankfulness.
那么最后在第五十节说。
And then in verse 50,
耶稣对那女人说，你的信救了你，平平安安的回去吧。
And he said to the woman, your faith has saved you, go in peace.
所以当一个人信耶稣的时候，
So when a person believed in Jesus,
他经历到三件事情。
He experienced three things.
第一就是他的罪得到赦免。
First, his sin is forgiven.
第二，他得到神的救恩。
Second, he received salvation from God.
那么第三，他得到从神而来的那个平安。
And third, he received the peace that is from God.
那么从这个比喻的上下文，我们看到两个不同的反应。
So we saw there are two different responses here.
那么一个是女人的反应。
One is the response of the woman.
另外一个是法利赛人的反应。
And the other is the response of the Pharisee.
这两个反应显示出两个不同的属灵处境。
And these two responses show different two different spiritual situations.
那女人看到自己的罪而感到懊悔。
The woman saw her own sin and is sorry.
而法利赛人认为自己是一个义人。
But the Pharisee saw himself as a righteous man.
高高在上，觉得自己比别人好。
And he is above everybody else.
女人的罪得到赦免，但是法利赛人的罪没有得到赦免。
The sin of the woman was forgiven, but the sin of the Pharisee was not forgiven.
女人得到神的救恩，但是法利赛人没有得到神的救恩。
The woman received God's salvation, and yet the Pharisee did not receive salvation.
那其实在教会里面也有好像这个法利赛人的人一样。
And in a church, there's also people just like this Pharisee.
There are some people.当有一个好像这个女人进入教会的时候
But, So when a woman like this woman entered the church,
他们会以一个义人的眼光来看这种女人或者任何人。
They will look upon this woman or other people, with self-righteous eyes.
那么这些人认为自己比别人来得好。
They think they're better than others.
活在一个自以为意的生活里面。
And they live in a self-righteous life.
然后保罗在罗马书第二章第一节到第六节这么说。
So Paul said in Romans chapter 2, 1 to 6.
他说你这论断人的无论你是谁也无可推诿。你在什么事上论断人就在什么事上定自己的罪了。
Therefore you have no excuse.Every one of you who passes judgment, for in that which you judge another, you condemn yourself.
因你论断人自己所行却和别人一样，我们知道这样行的人，神必照真理审判他。
For you who judge practice the same things, and we know that the judgment of God rightly falls upon those who practice such things.
你这人啊，你论断行这样事的人，自己所行的却和别人一样，你以为能逃脱神的审判吗？
But do you suppose this, O man, when you pass judgment on those who practice such things and do the same yourself, that you will escape the judgment of God?
还是你藐视他丰富的恩慈、宽容、忍耐，不晓得他的恩慈是领你悔改呢？
Or do you think lightly of the riches of his kindness and tolerance and patience, not knowing that the kindness of God leads you to repentance?
你竟任凭你刚硬不悔改的心为自己积储愤怒，以致神的震怒显他公义审判的日子来到，他必照个人的行为报应个人。
But because of your stubbornness and unrepentant heart,You are storing up wrath for yourself in the day of wrath and revelation of the righteous judgment of God, who will render to each person according to his deeds.
让我们从耶稣所说的这个比喻来审查自己。
Let us self-examine ourselves from this parable told by Jesus.
看自己像那个女人还是像这个法利赛人。
See who we are like the woman,or the Pharisee.
Let us 安静在神的面前来思想今天的信息。
Let us come before the Lord and meditate on the message from today.
是的，除非我们好像那个女人一样。
And yes, unless we are like that woman.
看到我们的罪过。
We're able to see our own sins.
愿意悔改，相信。
And we're willing to repent and believe.
不然的话，我们没有得到拯救。
Otherwise, we will not be saved.
亲爱的父神，求你帮助我们。
Dear Heavenly Father, please help us.
除去我们心中的骄傲。
Please get rid of the pride in our hearts.
除去我们心的刚硬。
And remove the hardness in our heart.
让我们愿意谦卑在你的面前。
Help us to be willing to humble ourselves before you.
来信靠你。
To have faith in you.
主啊，求你帮助我们。
Please help us, Lord.
我们将祷告奉主耶稣基督的名求。
And we pray these in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.